Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of The Herb of Grace, written by Kate Forsyth and read by Rebecca McCauley. The Herb of Grace, Salisbury, Wiltshire, England, 18th of August, 1658. It was a mad ride through the darkness before dawn. Lord Harry crouched low over the saddle, never losing his balance, as his bay swerved and leapt over the worst of the ruts. The only sound was the heavy hooves hitting the road, the jingle of the harness, and the blowing of the horse's breath.
"Aren't you afraid you'll take a tumble and break your neck?"
Lorca demanded, when at last the highwaymen slowed down, allowing them to draw their big black horses up on either side of him. Lord Harry laughed.
"Better to die in the saddle than at the end of the hangman's noose."
"But why take up the bridle, Lay?"
Lorca asked.
"You could have turned yourself in, and taken your pardon, and paid the fine for the return of your land."
"With what?"
Lord Harry replied.
"We were utterly ruined by the war. My father mortgaged himself to the hilt to raise funds for the king's army. After Worcester, the Roundheads burnt the house to the ground, and all the barns and stables too. Besides, to beg pardon would have meant betraying everything we fought the war for. This way, I am still fighting for my king in the best way I can, and raising money to restore my lands once he is back on his throne where he belongs."
"How is holding up coaches helping restore the king?"
Lorca wanted to know.
"I only rob Roundheads,"
Lord Harry replied shortly,
"and in particular the king killers."
"But how do you know?"
Lord Harry glanced at him in exasperation.
"I get information from innkeepers and stagecoach drivers and postboys and anyone else willing to pass on news for a few coins. And I lie in wait for them and let anyone else buy.